Imagine trying to renovate this massive sports stadium, right? You are adding a new roof, maybe expanding the seats.
Yeah, but you have to do all of it while the fans are already pouring through the gates, demanding that the game start right now.
Exactly. It's chaos. Welcome to the deep dive. You sent us a fascinating stack of planning documents today, covering the Western Cape's 2025-26 annual performance plan. And our mission is to figure out how they actually plan to pull off this super audacious, what they call, growth for jobs strategy.
Right, which aims to build a 1 trillion rand regional economy and, get this, triple exports by 2035.
A trillion rand. I mean, that is just wild.
It is. But your stadium analogy really captures the urgency here because between 2011 and 2022, the Western Cape was actually South Africa's fastest growing province.
Fast growing, as in like population-wise.
Exactly. They dealt with a massive 27.7% jump in population.
Yeah.
And the state just simply cannot fund the infrastructure for that kind of explosion on its own.
So they don't have the cash, meaning they have to pivot hard to the private sector.
Right.
Looking through these documents, the target is just staggering. They want 200 billion rand in private investment.
Yeah, and that includes 20 billion rand in venture capital deals alone. It is a massive shift in philosophy.
Right. They are stepping back from being the primary developer and acting more as what the docs call a horizontal enabler.
Which basically means the government becomes the ultimate stagehand. Instead of building the economy directly, they focus entirely on, cutting red tape, streamlining permits, just making it easier to do business.
Lowering the friction. So private capital actually wants to come in and build. And to make that happen, the plan relies on three main pillars, right?
Creating growth opportunities, stimulating market access, and enabling the business environment.
Right. And looking at market access, the clearest win right now seems to be tourism. International arrivals for the 2024-25 period are already tracking 7% higher than the previous year.
Oh yeah, they are blowing past pre-pandemic levels. It brings in this massive influx of immediate capital. People arrive, they book rooms, and they spend money locally.
But I have to push back a little here. Relying so heavily on holidaymakers feels, I don't know, incredibly risky.
Well, you mean because of what happened during the pandemic?
Yeah, exactly. We all saw that entire industry just evaporate overnight. So building a trillion rand economy on such a historically vulnerable sector feels precarious.
That is a fair point. And the strategy's authors actually recognize that exact vulnerability.
Oh.
The ultimate goal here isn't just to build more hotels.
So they're aiming for what? More diversification?
Radical diversification.
Yeah.
They are aggressively targeting tech, data centers, and digital service exports to balance out that reliance on physical tourism.
Okay, so tourism brings in the immediate cash, but securing long-term growth means pivoting to tech and manufacturing.
Right.
But doesn't that expose the region's biggest Achilles heel?
You're talking about power and logistics.
Right. I mean, you cannot run a massive data center or export manufactured goods if the power grid keeps collapsing or the ports are gridlocked.
And the historical cost of that is just staggering. Load shedding has cumulatively drained up to 61.2 billion rand in real GDP from the province since 2007.
Wow. Over 61 billion.
Yeah, and throw in the severe physical inefficiencies at the ports, which are literally choking export volumes, and you really see how strained the traditional infrastructure is.
But what is so fascinating is how the private sector is reacting. They aren't just sitting around waiting for the ports to be
Right,
fixed.
they're finding their own workarounds.
Exactly. Amazon Web Services, for example, is planning a 46 billion rand investment in local cloud regions by 2029. So instead of forcing physical goods through broken shipping lanes, they are essentially laying down fiber optic superhighways.
Which is brilliant because fixing physical infrastructure like highways or power plants takes decades and massive state capacity.
But digital infrastructure operates on a totally different timeline.
Exactly. A private tech conglomerate can drop in a cloud region that instantly connects local businesses to the global digital economy,
Yeah.
completely bypassing the broken physical supply chains.
So the Western Cape is basically trying to leapfrog over its historical infrastructural hurdles.
Lean into private capital, milk the tourism boom for immediate cash, and embrace digital innovation.
It is such a bold survival strategy, but it obviously demands a highly functional relationship between the local state and global capital to actually work out.
Absolutely. The stakes are incredibly high for everyone involved.
Which leaves you with a pretty big question to ponder. If massive tech conglomerates and private venture capital are the ones actually keeping the region's economy alive and building its core infrastructure,
Yeah.
who is really steering the ship here, the elected government or the private market?